what kind of goals do you have? And before you mention it, are your goals generous or are they selfish? That's what I want to talk about today. Now, I'll start by saying that selfish goals aren't inherently bad. There's a lot of good that comes with having a selfish goal. And what do I mean when I say selfish goal? I mean that goal is about what you want personally. I want to make $150,000 a year. I want to buy a $750,000 house by the water. I want to make 20 grand a month, or I want to have 100,000 followers on YouTube. Again, ambitious, inspiring. It's going to lead to a lot of good for a lot of people, but at the same time, they're based around what you want, which I call selfish goals. Now, most people's goals, I would think, are selfish goals. And to go a little deeper, there are tons of people that don't even have those. So you have a tremendous amount of society that's just getting by. They're not setting any goals. They're just living paycheck to paycheck, trying to survive. So when you have people that have goals, that have selfish goals, you applaud them because they're working towards something. They have ambition for their life. They want to achieve something. And that's admirable. But what I want to introduce, and not that this hasn't been done millions of times over, but I haven't heard it talked about this way, but discussed in terms of there are no goals, there are selfish goals, and there are what I like to call generous goals. And I want to give you an example of one of them today. Christine Huey runs a food tour in Nashville, Tennessee. It is one of the best food tours in the country. And when I hear Christine talk, I don't usually hear her talk about what she needs for herself. Now, she obviously needs stuff. She needs to earn an income. She wants to live a great life. But what's remarkable and so exciting about what Christine does is when we hear her talk about her goals, they're generous goals. So other people running food tours or businesses there might say, my main goal is to make $100,000 profit, or to work 4 days a week doing what I want and make X amount of money while doing it, so I could then live in this neighborhood, go out to the lake with my boat, and so on and so on. Christine's goal is different. It's a generous goal that goes above any of her own selfish goals. Her goal is to bring in $1 million of tourism money to downtown Nashville. Now, first off, how cool is that? And secondly, think about what that does. By focusing on that as opposed to the bottom line of what she's gonna get, you know she's gonna do well. By setting that goal, she's gonna get her fair share without even thinking about it. But by setting a goal of saying, I wanna personally bring in $1 million to this economy in our area with my food tour, what she is doing is enhancing and lifting up all of the businesses around her. For her to do this, she needs to be connected with the local restaurants. She needs to find out what people really like and bring them there. She needs to know who does the best hot chicken, or who has the best customer service, or how can she promote herself where she gets people seeing her social media feed and say, hey, let's go to Nashville instead of Austin. And part of that being, there's this amazing food tour that I keep hearing about, so let's go check that out. Or they're thinking, we wanted to go to Nashville, but now I heard about this tour. We need to do that while we're going to a Predators game from coming from out of town. So the whole purpose of Christine's business is to lift up those around her in her neighborhood. There's nobody that I know that loves Nashville more than Christine Huey. She can't stop raving about it. She just moved downtown to be where all the action is. But this generous goal goes deeper and farther than herself and her own needs and her own wants. And I'm here because I think we need more generous goals. We need goals that go above and beyond what we want. Because anybody knows that if you follow intensely after your own goal, something that you want that has nothing to do with anybody else but your accomplishments, it will be empty at the end and you never know it until you get there. That's why there's so much disappointment. That's why there's so much sadness in some people that are considered successful or even rich, because they didn't realize what it would feel like then. Now, I'm not saying having money is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It gets rid of so many of the problems of life. It allows you to help so many other people. It allows you to give your family a different life than if you didn't have it. A lot less suffering, a lot less pain. But there's not enough people getting there to see the emptiness at the end of selfish goals. And if we could start out, like Christine started out, with a generous goal, not only will our success rise along the way and then higher than what we even imagined, but just think about all the people around you that you're gonna lift up with you. Think about, by having a generous goal, how great it's gonna feel, like Christine's gonna feel, to bring that money into your downtown. Because think about it from her perspective. If she helps bring $1 million into downtown Nashville, you think that's gonna help her food tour? Of course it is. You think it's gonna help her have to raise her prices? For sure. But nobody's gonna mind it, because they're all gonna be there excited to be a part of this. It's helping the store owners, it's helping the city, it's helping the the tourists, and then at the end, it's helping her. And that's just financially at the end throughout the whole process. She is loving everything. The smile on her face in all of her Instagram pictures at the end of her food tour when they do a selfie is classic Christine. It's exactly who she is, and it's exactly in her element. So if your goals are based around selfish goals, rethink them towards a generous goal like Christine's done, and go ahead and make everything around you better. And while you're at it, check out a little local flavor. Whether you're in Nashville, or you're visiting, or you're thinking about visiting, you will not be disappointed. You will absolutely love the experience, the food, and everything that goes with Christine's tours. Christine Huey is her name. A Little Local Flavor is the business, and I will be back with you tomorrow.